Did I have the inner zeal in my body? Some people will say the fire in the belly to run, and I just didn't feel it. I was hopeful I'd catch the bug, but I didn't. And I was convinced, oh, I'd say probably a year ago, I wasn't going to run. And then some others started working on me a little bit and whatever. And it was a tough decision.
You've said this was an agonizing decision. Yeah. Why was it so difficult?
Well, because I'm 64 years old and I've been in this office for 40 of those years. It's kind of leaving your home. It was a tough decision, and the good people from the governor and others who are good friends and will continue to be good friends, but you see them every day and get encouraged that, you got to go one more time or you got to do this. So it was tough hearing those folks encouraging me to run again, and it was humbling too.
Lawrence Denny, the former House Speaker here in Idaho, said he was running for the job before you said you were not. So that would have been a primary challenge next May. How did that factor into your decision?
Frankly, it did not have much relevance to this because, like I said, I've been contemplating this for a long time.
Were you surprised that you were going to have a primary challenger if you would have decided to run again?
Not really. It had gotten out there. It wasn't absolutely a surprise that I was considering not going again. And I think that got out there. And of course, other folks probably, maybe disagree with a few things I do with the certain aspects of the Republican Party. I still think that professionalism, competency, and character and integrity matter, and I think I would have been successful in the primary. And people have to run on their record, and I'm proud of my record, and I think my record would have proven successful.
You're considered a party moderate in Republican politics in the state of Idaho. More and more, Governor Otter is being painted as maybe not Republican enough for some. Congressman Mike Simpson is getting challenged from the right in his primary next year. Is there an effort underway to take the party in an even more conservative direction?
Well, I think it's obvious that if you want to call it the Tea Party or the right wing or whatever, they were a major force in having a closed primary. This internal struggle of the Republican Party has been going on for quite a while. Sometimes we say we have our own circular firing squad, because Republican Party is obviously the dominant party in the state of Idaho and one of the strongest in the country. But to internally have that fight, and certainly it is going on, and that's why I'm saying that the real possible litmus test, we're going to see that in the upcoming primary election.
What would be the advice, first and foremost, that you would have for the person who replaces you in this chair next year?
Number one, the golden rule works. Not just in life, but works in government, works in politics. Treat people like you would want to be treated. Treat them with respect and dignity. And number two, as a public official, never forget who you work for. We get into some areas, sometimes we forget. We're here, we just rent the office for a while. We're here at the grace of the people putting us in and electing us. And it's an opportunity to serve. We're not shouldn't be working for personal glory or partisan glory or whatever. You're working for the people of the state and to do a good job and uphold your oath of office.